Why daily recess is essential for schoolchildren. Mega Doctor News by Hackensack Meridian Health. Newswise, Neptune, NJ. As families prepare for back to school time, it's a great opportunity to evaluate how your child's daily routine is structured. From ensuring a good start with a nutritious breakfast to encouraging appropriate amounts of homework time and sleep based on age, creating time for physical activity is also important. As a general pediatrician, I strongly believe that recess is not a luxury for children, it is a necessity. Children spend much of their day in structured academic settings, and recess provides an essential mental and physical reset. From a mental health standpoint, unstructured play allows children to decompress, reduce stress, improve their mood, and return to the classroom better able to focus and learn. Physically, recess encourages movement, exercise, coordination, and healthy social interaction, all of which are critical for childhood development. This is why I am so encouraged by the American Academy of Pediatrics, AAP, recent updated policy statement on school recess. For the first time in 13 years, the influential pediatricians group has issued new guidance stressing that recess is far more than just a fun break in the day. It is a crucial requirement for a student's physical, mental, and academic well-being. The AAP also strongly emphasizes that recess should be considered a child's personal time and should never be withheld for punitive or academic reasons. All too often, the students deprived of recess as a punishment are the ones who would benefit from a mental and physical reset the most. The physical benefits of daily play. At a time when childhood obesity rates are a major concern, protecting time for movement is vital. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, nearly 1 in 5 children and adolescents in the United States, 19.7%, are affected by obesity. The CDC recommends that children get at least 60 minutes of physical activity every day. A protected, daily recess period is one of the most effective and consistent ways to help students reach that goal. Equally important is ensuring that children have safe outdoor spaces where they can run, explore, socialize, and simply be kids. Outdoor play promotes creativity, independence, emotional regulation, and overall well-being. Protecting and prioritizing recess is a direct investment in the physical, emotional, and developmental health of our children. The pitfalls of indoor recess and screen time. Even when recess is held, I am increasingly concerned about the amount of time children spend staring at screens throughout the school day. Recent reports conclude that many schools engage in indoor recess where some kids are allowed to be on their laptops or tablets. Extended computer and screen time use can contribute to eye strain, headaches, reduced social interaction, difficulty maintaining attention, and increased mental fatigue. When children are given access to devices instead of active recess time, they miss out on the critical movement, face-to-face interaction, and mental reset their developing brains and bodies need. Continuously allowing children to have access to screen time instead of recess essentially nullifies the essence and benefits of this crucial break. Recess is more than just a break from academics, it is an important part of supporting mental health, physical health, emotional regulation, and healthy childhood development. We must continue to prioritize opportunities for safe, active, outdoor play during the school day. Moses Aloranasola, MD, is a pediatrician at Hackensack Meridian Children's Health who sees patients at Jersey Shore University Medical Center and Southern Ocean Medical Center. To learn more, visit hackensackmeridianhealth.org/kids.